Are you ready to fall to the ground and die? This is Father John Hollowell. In this Sunday's Gospel, Jesus says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And so again, I think it's, are we willing and ready to die rather than lose our life in the world to come? I think it's really important just to pray about that and ask for the strength to, no matter what happens, that we should always be never afraid to profess the name of Jesus, right? So sometimes in some parts of the world, people are being put to death because of the name of Jesus. Some people, non-Catholics, persecution, they come to Catholics and say, do you love Jesus? And the Catholics say, yeah, and people get put to death for that. There's often a softer persecution in our country right now for the name of Jesus. But again, no matter what it is, whether it is a soft persecution or a hard persecution, are you ready to lose your life instead of betraying the name of Jesus? Are you ready to lay down your life, even if it actually is in a literal way? Or are you ready to lay down your life for Christ? And also, even in just the small little ways, metaphorically, are you willing and ready to lay down your life? Jesus again says, whoever hates his life in this world will gain life and everlasting. That's not Jesus actually saying we need to hate our life, but just we need to have a distaste and a disfavor for all the comforts of the world. And again, comforts are not a bad thing either, but again, if we take too much comfort in them or rely too much on them, then that we would potentially be able in a position where we would forfeit everlasting life. And again, that's what this whole season of Lent is about, just purging ourselves of those attachments that we might have overly been clinging to in our lives. And so again, our Lenten fast, our Lenten promises, our Lenten commitments are really important just to foster in us a spirit of detachment. There are questions below for you guys to discuss amongst your group, and know of our prayers.